Imagine, if you will, a room. Not just an ordinary room, but the pillar of fertility, where true love and animal desire merge into one feeling, one experience, one emotion. You enter this paradise of passion and remove the layer of lavish furs that reveal the sumptuous curves of your body. Once this is done, you settle down into a love seat that seems to engulf you in anticipation of what lies ahead. You hear music playing softly in the background, very softly, very, very softly. And then a figure appears out of nowhere, and you realize that he's been watching you for quite some time. All you can do is stare at him. He is shrouded in black velvet. A long, flowing cape billows at his back, while a crystalline ankh shimmers in the dim light. A loose, black pair of trousers culminate at the knee in a pair of long, black leather boots. Long, flowing locks of hair dance about his shoulders. His presence overwhelms you in a wave of aspiration, intoxicating you with its very presence. He strides out of the darkness into the candlelight, and his face makes you hungry, but not for food. You rise from your cradle of security, but he does not kiss you as you thought he would. Rather, he lays a single white rose at your feet. There's a tear in your eye due to the ultimate devotion that this man has bestowed upon you. He takes you in his arms and guides you to the bed. You do not resist. You are his. He touches you with iron hands, yet they caress like silk. And gently, he kisses you. He removes his cape and leans down and nuzzles your breasts gently. And with his teeth, he unbuttons your shirt. All you can do is moan in ecstasy from the very core of your soul.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Rance Mullen, ex-Browse Muffler Shop. We'll fix any kind of muffler. American, Italian, Japanese, or German. Whatever the car, we've got the muffler at prices you can't beat. So come on down to Al's Muffler Shop for the best buy in town. Thank you.
And now, back to our program.
From deep inside, within you, a moan so arousing that nothing you've ever heard compares to it. He embraces you, and your clothes disintegrate in a fury of motion.
Excuse me.
He sneezes from the dust of your garments, and then he plunges into the V of your love, merging flesh until you become one body, one spirit, one soul, until the inevitable simultaneous orgasm. in each other's arms in perfect security, as his flower of lust is wilted. And as you squeeze him tightly, he looks into your eyes and says,
"Orgasm has become the most mystified state of feeling. No one can be quite sure if they have it or not. Is it just ejaculation, or is it orgasm? Is it just involuntary pelvic contractions, or is one having orgasm?"
Was narrated by Nate. Sound engineer, Dave. Effects engineer, Nate. Written by Dave and Nate. Props by Kmart Industries. Penis by Rectile Corporation. Nate by Mr. and Mrs. Hurd. Large aardvark guffawing in the distance and chewing on a stalk of celery by Animal Actors Association. Produced by Dave. Directed by Nate. Promotional consideration by Al's Muffler Shop. A Hornbag Production.
The preceding program was brought to you by WONG, the Erotic Broadcast Network. Thank you. Good night.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Nate.
And this is Dave.
And we wanted you to hear the first draft of what you just heard.
That's right.
So, we're gonna put it on now, so you can hear it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here it goes.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. No, it's going to be all right.
No, you can't do that during this.
No, this is not a final drop.
Gotta go back to the beginning.
It's not a final drop.
Go back to the beginning of the music, at least.
No, it's good. Okay, ready? Ready? Here we come.
Yeah. Get ready.
Imagine, if you will, a room. Not just an ordinary room, but the pillar of fertility. Where true love...
Will you let me do this? You can't do it.
And animal... Where true love and animal desire merge into one feeling. One experience. One emotion. You enter this paradise of passion and remove the layer of lavish furs that reveal the sumptuous curves of your body. Once this is done, you settle down into a love seat that seems to engulf you in anticipation of what lies ahead. You hear music playing softly in the background. Very softly.
very, very softly. And then a figure appears. Out of nowhere. And you realize that he has been watching you for several minutes.
Cracking up.
All you can do is stare at him.
No.
He's shrouded in black velvet. As a long flowing cape billows at his back, while a crystalline ankh shimmers in the dim light. A loose black pair of trousers culminate at the knee in a pair of long black leather boots. Long flowing locks of hair dance about his shoulders. His presence overwhelms you in a wave of aspiration. Intoxicating you with its very presence, he strides out of the darkness into the candlelight, and his face makes you hungry, but not for food. You rise from your cradle of security, but he does not kiss you as you thought he would. Rather, he kneels down and lays a single white rose at your feet. There is a tear in your eye due to the ultimate devotion that this man has bestowed upon you. He takes you in his arms and guides you to the bed.
Drips.
You do not resist. You are his. He touches you with his iron hands that caress like silk and gently kisses you. He removes his cape and leans down and nuzzles your breasts gently. And with his teeth, he unbuttons your shirt.
Very with it, production.
Your shirt.
Your shirt.
And then he reveals his true identity.